Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We are broadcasting live from the 2014 National Rural and Small Town Mission Conference and celebrating 90 years of broadcast ministry on Worldwide KFUO. Sometimes we broadcast live from the studio. Sometimes we get to go out and about. And other folks that are joining me out and about today, we have Laura and Dwayne Webbeking, and they're attending the Rural and Small Town Mission Conference today. Laura, it's so good to have you with us this morning. Thanks for being our guest.
Thank you. It's our pleasure.
And Dwayne, thanks for being our guest this morning.
Thank you.
Now, you all made the trip from a small town in Iowa. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Where are you from?
Actually, we're from a small town of Rhinebeck, Iowa, St. John's Lutheran Church.
Very good. Very good. And how long was your trip here to the Rural and Small Town Mission Conference yesterday?
It takes about 4 hours to drive down the Interstate 35.
Very good. We had about the same drive then, too, a different highway. And are you a part of the Rural? Now, Laura, I know you're presenting with LWML. You're talking about LWML. Is that today or tomorrow?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. I missed it.
Servant Hearts, yes.
Now, why is this conference important to you? Why are you attending the Rural and Small Town Mission Conference?
I think small town churches, you know, feel like sometimes we struggle and have challenges, and this is a good way to rub elbows with other people with the same challenges and frustrations.
Sure.
And you grab some new ideas and you understand that maybe you're actually doing a lot more than what you really think you are. So it's a good way to rub elbows with other people.
Absolutely. Laura?
Well, one thing we learned at this conference is 50% of our membership in the LCMS is actually rural and small town ministries.
Yeah.
And I never knew that. I always thought we were kind of the underdog, and that's not true.
No, it really makes up a good portion of our church body. I came from a rural, or well, from a small town congregation, and serve in one now, actually. And it makes sense. I mean, when you're out driving across the countryside and you see that little LCMS cross along the side of the highway, along the road, and
sure.
you see, Lutheran Church Missouri Synod congregations all over this country, and now, you know, around the world, really. And it's not surprising when you really think about it. At first, it's really very easy to think, oh, we're, you know, this rural and small town congregations, we're kind of small and not really that significant, but we make up I think it's a little over half of the whole synod, which is kind of encouraging and exciting. Now, Laura, you talked about LWML yesterday, Lutheran Women's Missionary League, Lutheran Women in Mission. Tell us, why is it important to you, and what did you speak about yesterday?
Well, actually, the LWML has provided, since its inception, millions and millions of dollars to missions, world missions. But really what comes under the radar are all the great things that our small town churches are doing within their own church bodies for local missions and even national missions. At our little church in Rhinebeck, we actually did a craft sale that helped to fund the Sukup Homes for Haiti after the tsunami.
Oh, wow.
And so there's all kinds of those kinds of things going on in our rural ministries through the LWML that kind of fly under the radar.
Sure. It's so easy for us to think, oh, we're small. We don't have the resources to do the things to support those international missions or that mercy work or those types of things. But that's not the case. You just demonstrated that doing the work that you did there. How much did you say was raised through that?
I'm sorry, I don't remember how much was raised.
But it supported the work, that was going on in Haiti. What a neat opportunity to reach out from our own small towns, from our own rural areas, and with the love of Christ, and to do some mercy work, something as fun or as simple, or something that you all have gifts and talents for, the resources for. Did you say it was a craft fair?
It's actually, our town has its little Miracle on Main Christmas tree lighting thing, and we had a big poster that advertised to the community our involvement in world missions. And I think that message is important to get out too.
Absolutely. And so tell us about some of the other things that the sessions you've attended here and what other things that you've learned while attending the Rural and Small Town Mission Conference.
Last night we attended the session on how to partner with other small churches or large churches to provide the services and the needs of your community or your church. That was good. The other thing is just some ideas on different ways that maybe we can governance our small churches rather than the old traditional type of governance that we've had for years, so that we provide a more effective way and efficient way of using everybody's time and talents to meet the needs of our membership and our communities. So those are some of the things. The other thing is, you know, big topic is the technology that's available to reach our communicant members, our guests, or just visitors in town, and the whole community, to whether it's websites or Facebook mm-hmm. or in different apps that are available. So,
sure, and worldwide KFUO, right?
There you go. Sorry, I didn't mention that.
That's right. So, yeah, the technology that we have available to us, it doesn't matter where you're located for many of us. I mean, you can use technology, and with the exception of a few congregations on a certain side of a mountain in Colorado or Wyoming, the technology that we can use to reach shut-ins, to reach members, it really is amazing, the resources that are available to us today. So, being a part of this conference as lay leaders, there are a lot of pastors and church workers that come to this conference, but there are a lot of lay persons, a lot of members of congregations that come to this conference, and that's why I wanted to talk with you this morning. Now, did you come last year to the conference?
This is our third year.
Third year. Oh, yes. That's right. So you went to the one in Iowa, a few years ago.
Of course. Yes. We went to the one in Iowa.
Of course you go to the one in Iowa. Now, how far of a drive was that one for you?
Probably 3 hours.
Okay, so still a little bit of a drive. Yeah. Why do you keep coming back to the National Rural and Small Town Mission Conference as lay leaders, as members of a congregation? Why do you keep coming back?
Well, we always get great ideas, for one thing, but how can you beat being in fellowship with such amazing people, mm-hmm. hearing the message of salvation over and over, and just it revitalizes your energy, and you go back to your congregation, and you just feel renewed.
Sure, sure.
And every year we always seem to run into new people, so mm-hmm. we have some new contacts, new resources, and again, new ideas. But some old friends, you know, from the first year, you know, it's always fun to come back and renew a friendship. So
the networking that happens, do you keep in touch with some of those folks throughout the year?
Yes. Yeah, we have a couple from southern Minnesota that we have been in contact with numerous mm-hmm. times.
How is this beneficial to lay leaders like you? What's your encouragement to the people who are listening, who are in a rural or small town congregation, who aren't here this year, or who haven't attended the Rural and Small Town Mission Conference? What are the words of encouragement that you might have for them?
I would really encourage them to come, because I think Reverend Todd Kolbaum hit it on the head yesterday afternoon with his opening comments about Satan wants to create those giants that just really bring you down. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at all these negativisms in a small church maybe, and they seem to be giants, but you can take them down one at a time. Just start evaluating what your church is doing. Take inventory of your resources. Those are the things that we've learned the last 2-3 years.
Sure.
And as leaders in your congregation, you need to take the lead on that and grab other people, and the excitement will start to build, and you will start to feel different about and the culture of your church than what it has been.
That as lay persons, as members of a congregation, as the body of Christ, the vocation that we're given, that we're called to, is a daily thing. To proclaim the good news of Jesus, to tell the good news of Jesus in our daily lives, no matter where we are, at work, at school, whatever it is, we're given to do that. But participating in these conferences, I came last year and got to sit in on some of the sessions, and just hearing that we're given to do those things. We're going to be faced with struggles, as you mentioned, and sometimes we might be tempted to think, oh, we're a small congregation, we're in a small town, we're in a rural area, we're small, we can't do anything, we can't do stuff like the big city churches can do, or you know, the big suburb churches can do. But that's not the case. Here at the conference like this, and in other opportunities through Rural and Small Town Mission, we're given the chance to look at, what are the things that God has given us? What are the gifts that God has given us? How can those be used to tell the good news of Jesus? How can those be used to engage our community so that we can talk about Jesus, so that we can invite them to come hear about Jesus, to invite them into that conversation? Anything that you want?
And I think that no matter whether you're in a large church mm-hmm. or a small church, the mission is the same. Mm-hmm. And I've been in both worlds. I grew up in the big city, and then I lived my life, raised my kids in a small town. And, you know, they both have the same mission, and I think we have to keep that in mind.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you both. I don't want to keep you from all the other things that you have to get to today. I don't want to keep you from too many sessions. I know there's good stuff going on right now, and I want to let you get to that. So I want to thank you, Laura and Dwayne Webbeking, for being our guests, and let you get back to the rest of the Rural and Small
thank
Town
you,
Mission
Andrew.
Conference. Thanks
thank
so much
you.
For being our guest this morning.
Thank you.
Well, coming up in just a little bit, we've got Morning Prayer. Stick around for that and other great programming here on Listener Supported Worldwide KFUO. We've got Faith and Family coming up at 10 o'clock. We'll continue our broadcast, a live broadcast from the Rural and Small Town Mission Conference. Stick around for more great programming on Listener Supported Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.